Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Humboldt No. 1 Fire Protection District Board of Directors is hosting a scheduled meeting this afternoon in their headquarters in Eureka. The board is performing its mid-year budget review and considering the adoption of the revised budget put forth by the Budget Committee. They are also being asked to transfer funds from the Reserve for Asset Replacement and the Compensated Absences Reserve to the operating budget for this fiscal year. Additionally, the board is reviewing and considering the adoption of the Humboldt Operational Area Hazard Mitigation Plan, a document outlining risk reduction efforts to protect residents from natural hazards. The board is scheduled to meet again on February 20th. Today, the Klamath Tribal Leadership Development Program received the U.S. Department of the Interior's 2013 Partners in Conservation Award for Integrative Science and Traditional Ecological Knowledge. The Klamath Tribal Youth Education Program launched last summer and helped connect scientists and college students with restoration projects in the Klamath Basin. During the 10-week program, they collaborated on habitat restoration projects and collected data on two tributaries in the Klamath watershed that support tribal fisheries, the Sycan River in Oregon and Shasta Big Springs Creek in California. The Klamath team received the award at a ceremony in Washington, D.C. Humboldt State University will be the first campus in the CSU system to offer a full general education program online. The online package includes 21 courses, with 10 of them available this semester. Most of the classes in the program last for 8 weeks, as opposed to the traditional 16 weeks. Each course will be taught by an HSU faculty member, along with guidance from a team of instructional designers from the College of E-Learning and Extended Education. HSU President Roland Richmond said in a statement, "This new program will increase our course offerings, improve scheduling flexibility, and help our students graduate on time." College of the Redwoods celebrates 50 years. Groundbreaking ceremonies took place on the Eureka campus on September 19, 1965. The year before, voters of Humboldt County approved ballot measures to create the Redwoods Community College District, issued $3.6 million in bonds to construct educational facilities, and elect trustees from 7 different trustee areas. The first CR graduation took place at Humboldt State College's Sequoia Theater on June 11, 1966, when 17 students graduated. Approximately 9,000 students a year take classes at one of CR's facilities. Eureka Police Department detectives arrested a Eureka woman on Tuesday in connection with the robbery of two Eureka businesses. The suspect, Judy Long, is suspected of burglarizing Bell's Star on January 8th and Many Hands Gallery on January 11th. She is also a person of interest in a third robbery from December of last year. Detectives located Long in the 1000 block of 4th Street, and she was taken into custody without incident. Upon a medical clearance, she was booked into jail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The first fatality of the 2013-2014 flu season occurred on Monday in a Humboldt County hospital. A man in his 60s passed away from influenza-related complications, and laboratory results confirmed that it was the H1N1 influenza strain. Across the state, there have been 7 laboratory-confirmed flu deaths under the age of 65. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it is recommended that everyone over the age of 6 months be vaccinated. The County Department of Public Health is offering walk-in flu shots every Thursday in January from 1 to 4 p.m. at their public health office at 529 I Street in Eureka. This year's flu vaccine protects against H1N1, H3N2, and one type of influenza B. Department of Health and Human Services Public Health Director Susan Buckley said in a statement, "Getting vaccinated is the best way to reduce the chances that you will get the flu and spread it to others." Buckley added that the best thing to do to prevent the spread of the flu is to clean your hands, cover your nose and mouth when sneezing or coughing, and stay at home if you are sick. And the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has noticed an increase in U.S. mail thefts from roadside mailboxes. These thefts have occurred during the late night and early morning hours. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's assistance in identifying any suspects and to help protect the community against crimes of identity theft. If you see someone tampering with a roadside mailbox, then please immediately contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.